Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. A very lovely morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Crossfire. 7 minutes past the hour, right? Okay, so you're welcome to the show. I'm Sharif Quatri. This month, October, is the Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we are having a conversation around that today. We're not going to be having it alone. We're going to be having real life people sharing real life experience concerning domestic violence. I'm not going to even waste time to go into the data, the figure. We'll come to that because the person I have in the studio has the data already. So let me spare you my own. Olumide Kayode Omosebi is a lawyer and a relationship expert. He joins me live in the studio. Olumide, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
How are you today, sir?
We thank God.
It's good to have you here.
Likewise, good to be here.
And we have also Olumide's wife, Olaide Kayode Omosebi. She joins us live in the studio as well. Hi, Olaide.
Hi, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Don't worry. You would know why she's here. It's not because she cannot let her husband stay in one place. You know, you would know. She is as vital as Olumide on this show. We have a guest on the line, an anonymous, who will also be sharing, who will also be joining our conversation this morning. Anonymous, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Let's start with you, Olumide. Domestic violence. What does this mean?
Domestic violence usually refers to acts of aggression or violence within the home. But a lot of people believe or think that domestic violence is between married couples. The new or an upgraded description of domestic violence is called intimate partner violence, which is any pattern of behavior in any relationship that is used to gain or maintain power or control over an intimate partner,
right?
By aggression and all those, when you intimidate a partner into submission to what you want.
Indeed. Now, how bad is the situation? I mean, to the point that we now have to use a full month to create awareness around this. How bad is this?
Well, right now, the statistic is that one in every three women will suffer domestic violence or abuse in the first year of their marriage, and one in every six men will suffer domestic violence or abuse also in the first year of their marriage.
Right.
Now, it has become so bad that, like I told you, between January and April, here in Nigeria, we had already buried 57 spouses lost to domestic violence and abuse. In fact, particular was the month of March, where spouses were, you know, probably dying every day from 1st to 28th of March, you know. It has gotten to a matter of life or death. Your marriage might determine how long you live right now. So it is very essential that people are aware. First of all, it's about choices. People really, there are things you need to walk away from. Relationships you need to walk away from because, you know, a lot of people see this. They had seen while they were dating, but they continue into the marriage and then they are punished.
Indeed. Olumide, thank you for sharing that. But domestic violence is not new to Nigerian society. What most people don't know is how rampant it is in Nigeria. It seems as though we have the culture of silence. Tell us about this.
Well, you really you would find out that in as secondary schools.
Yeah.
Secondary schools, you see boys beating girls because it's my girlfriend. You were talking to this one. There was a time on Linda Ikeji's blog, at least I think it was in April. There were videos of boys just beating girls, girls retaliating, you know, to secondary
constantly.
Schools constantly. So it has gotten so bad, and the issue is that a lot of people were raised in homes where domestic abuse and violence was predominant. So what do you breed? You breed children that speak the same language you raise them in. So it is something that just is generational. You just, from one generation to the other, we just keep raising and breeding domestically violent children who will grow up to domestically violent and aggressive adults, both male and female. Domestic violence is not gender specific.
Right.
We have men and women who are domestically violent and abusive.
I'm glad you mentioned that we have men and women. Let's quickly speak to one of our guests who is on the line. He's a man, he's an anonymous, and he would like to share his story. Again, Anonymous, thank you for joining us. In about 5 or so minutes, can you tell us your story?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Sherry.
It's good to have you.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah. Is, you know, sometimes when I have to talk about this, it's always very difficult for me. When I think about people that are still there, if I want to make the same mistake that I made, then I will be forced to speak out. Especially when I see people that want to get married, the first thing that will come to my mind, either I know this person or not, can I have opportunity to advise this person?
What happened to you? Tell us.
Seriously, it was very terrible. Right from day one of the relationship, it was very, my then partner was very violent. Who doesn't see anything wrong? You know, him just being violent. Mind you, everything I'm going to say here doesn't mean I am a perfect person or I'm a saint also.
Okay.
But one thing that is, I want to get clear is, to everyone to get clear is, there are some sacred things in relationship and marriage that shouldn't be violated. By the time your partner is violating those things, it's a red signal, a red flag, so to speak. So my partner was very violent, even in the relationship, and the relationship was long, about 7 years.
7 years?
Yeah.
Were you married?
No. Then we got married.
Okay.
So and the wedding didn't have to last up to a year.
So you dated for how long?
That's what I'm saying. Almost 7 years.
You dated for 7 years, and the wedding lasted how long?
Less than a year.
Okay. Tell us about those red flags.
Number one, she's jealous. You know, any little confrontation, little argument, my partner will be the first person to, you know, slap. Even the slapping were even happening, even during the relationship.
She was slapping you frequently?
Seriously. And beating, tearing clothes and all that. You know, something I kept telling myself was, anybody, there's nobody without a weakness. So that kept me moving on.
At what point did you say that it's enough, you can't handle it? What capped it for you?
In the marriage, right?
Yes.
At the point when she wanted to kill me.
What did she do?
She took a knife and wanted to stab me.
Tell us what happened from the beginning.
Yes, there was an argument that day.
Okay.
And we had a serious argument, not physical confrontation and all, just verbal. And at the point, I saw her running towards the kitchen.
Okay.
Then I ran away.
Okay.
I ran and hid myself, and I noticed that she was with knife, and she could, you know, she could see me where I was hiding, and was telling me to come out, and I didn't come out. So, cut the long story short, people came around to rescue, and at that point, I told myself, you have a wife, she's jealous, she's a mentor, and she could still have the guts to come with arms. One day, I'll be gone, because I'll keep offending her, she'll offend me too, but if she has the mind to take a knife towards me, then I'm not more safe. And I just feel that I think we need to call it a quit, because all those things she has been doing before.
Yeah.
I felt I could manage those.
I want you to relate with Olumide, who is an expert in this field. Olumide has a few questions for you.
Thank you very much, first of all, for sharing. But can I ask, when you saw that she was violent, when you dated for 7 years, I think 7 years is enough reality for you to have seen the kind of person, the preview of how your union will be. Why did you continue?
Seriously, that's one thing I kept blaming myself for, because one thing, after the whole thing, I will say I knew everything I was doing. Because initially, after the whole thing, I was fighting myself for a month. Why would I have made that kind of decision?
So when you were on your wedding day, you knew that, okay, this is what I'm getting into, and you said yes.
That wedding day is a different story entirely. Because I knew on the wedding day, I knew I was entering into very big trouble. But I was not happy that day. Where they were doing all the traditions, but different thoughts was in my mind.
Let me ask you this direct question, all right? It takes two to tangle. Were you violent towards her? I want you to be very honest. Were you also violent towards her?
You see, to be frank with you, one thing I will not do is to begin to, you know, beat my wife. I will agree that when we have verbal confrontation, sometimes it gets hot. But when it comes to physical, no.
So you never laid your hands on her?
Apart from maybe I will need to defend myself.
Oh, okay.
Because on several occasions, she has always raised arms, you know. I don't want to be talking about all this.
Have you ever been injured before during one of your several confrontations?
No. Because each time she wants to do that, I know her kind of person, I always be that guy.
So you run away?
Even the last one, the reason why I ran away was I felt if I have to stay, no one can tell. This is a knife. If I said I want to take it from her, definitely me.
What led to that knife argument? I'm really curious. What led to it? And what was the argument about? She caught you with another lady?
No.
So what was it about?
Even when she was very, very, very jealous, I can't have friends. I never wanted to cheat on her. She never wanted to caught me with anybody. But it's just a domestic argument. You know, talking about it on air might even be embarrassing for me.
Oh, okay.
Seriously, it's just a domestic argument, taking care of things at home, you know, there was a misunderstanding in the process.
Yeah.
And we're having an argument. In the first place, she took something and wanted to hit me. I collected that. The reason is this. I am anonymous there. There are some things I would say that people will know who is talking.
Oh, you understand?
That's why I have to just... She took that thing, and I have to grab that, and I collected it from her. Immediately, I collected that thing. I saw her running towards the kitchen. And I asked myself, who is the kitchen? What is in the kitchen? And I remember there was a day she has ever threatened to stab me. And I remember that threat. In Alani.
Wow.
If I have waited, very seldom he knows me. He might not know her. But if I had waited, it won't cost me to get the knife from her. But what if the process she got stabbed? Or
right.
I got stabbed?
Right.
Who will be the witness to say she was the one that went to take the knife? The one thing I thank God for, that I was able to quickly think to run away.
Well, I'm very glad that you survived it, but because of time, I would like to say thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you very much.
We really appreciate it. And please remain strong. Are you married again? Are you married now?
Not yet.
Kilo Day, are you scared?
Initially, I was scared. Frankly speaking, thanks to Mbai Salumidi and some other people that got me out of that. I was scared. I was very, you know, skeptical about women. Every woman I see around me looks like a violent thing.
Traumatized.
I'm very traumatized, thank you for that. But at this point, I think I'm out of it.
Okay.
So I'm just being careful to make the right choice.
I wish you best of luck, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling us and sharing your story. Appreciate it. Olumide, how do one handle an abusive partner?
I don't encourage handling. I encourage separation.
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 Don't try to manage anything.
There was a lady that came to my office some years ago, about 4 years ago. I told her that, you know, she's fair. She came and, you know, fair people, you could see the marks on her face. So I saw that her eye was particularly darker than the eye. I said, is it that someone wants to remove the eye? And she, you know, and when I saw the level of abuse, I said, madam, you need to leave. And, you know, she said she was going to. 3 days after, she called and said she spoke to a pastor that they said they would do 2 weeks fasting and everything, that yeah. she should stay. And
yeah.
I was like, are you serious? She stayed. It was a 2 week fast. 5 days into the fast, they had an argument and the man got up. She ran, but the man had locked the door. She ran to the balcony. The man charged into the balcony and pushed her from the fourth floor. She landed, breaking her spinal cord.
My
goodness.
Today,
she can't move her hands. She can't move her legs. She can't even control her, you know, pooing, going to the toilet. And the man is remarried with another woman, with another family. So at the end of the day, who lost? You cannot predict. There is no cap on violence. On the 26th of March, a man killed his wife here because of pap, ogi, akamu. He said he didn't like the way she prepared it. You know, it's not that people sleep and wake up and say, okay, what am I doing today? I want to kill my husband. I want to kill my wife. No, it's something you just push. That push that the head could hit the wall and then an artery goes haywire and then there is a problem. So you need to avoid. Avoid, you know, when you look at Proverbs 21:19, it says it is better to dwell in the wilderness than in the house with a contentious and a nagging wife. But we know it's not only wife, so
that's
with
right.
a nagging and contentious spouse. The Bible tells you to run, go and dwell in the wilderness, in the bush, dwell, not go and visit. Pack your bags, go into the, because you cannot say anything can happen.
You know what we're going to do? I'm going to take can I take one call? I'm very close to the break. Let's see if we can squeeze in one call before the break, because the break. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
My name is Jimmy. I'm calling from BI.
Welcome, Jimmy.
I have a similar issue. So my wife, so she has slapped me a couple of times for menia issues and come back to apologize. And yeah, even hand. And yeah.
Jimmy, this I think you're using hands free, right? We can't hear you.
No, I'm not. But
oh, okay.
You can speak. I'll remove it.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, it's better now. It's better now.
All right. So my wife has slapped me a couple of times. Yeah. She has also like carried knife and threatened me before.
No.
We're still married. I'm still. Company, but of lately she has stopped. She's not exhibiting such behaviors anymore. She promised not to. And really, I love her so much. I don't think I'll be able to leave her. That's my problem. But I'm not comfortable with the situation.
All right, Jimmy. You know what we're going to do? Let's go to break. Olumide will attend to this later. Huh?
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we're back on the Crossfire 99.3. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Today, Wednesday, we are discussing domestic violence because we're commemorating the Domestic Violence Awareness Month on the show today. Olumide Kayode Omoshebi is here. Olaide Kayode Omoshebi is also here. And then we had an anonymous caller on the phone earlier. Before we bring in our next guest, we have two more guests to talk to. But before then, we had a call before the break, and the caller shared some information with us. And Olumide would like to, I would love for you to say one or two things about that caller's concerns.
Well, he said something. He said, but I love her, and you know, I don't want to leave. It's more like I can't leave without, you see, the thing about it is that when we repeat the mistakes of the past, we are doomed to suffer the consequences of the past. Only the living can do a lot of things. I, at one time, was dealing with more dead people, more incapacitated set of people than with actual people that are full of health. You don't gamble with your life, with your safety, and call it love. That is not love. If you know what love is, love is safety. Love is safety. Love is trusting in your safe. But even you are not safe. I hope he doesn't realize too late.
Right, indeed. I'm going to speak with Olaide now because of time. Olaide, hi. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for agreeing to do this. Let's get to the mic. Now, what's your story?
Okay. I met my ex very young, at 19 to be precise.
Okay.
And, you know, coming from the kind of background I came from, you know, you can't play around.
Okay.
My mom was a very strict Muslim.
Okay.
My father was a Catholic. So we were brought up to think or to believe that you don't play around, you know, no other's boyfriend, girlfriend issue. So when it's time for you to marry, you just go ahead and marry.
Right.
So met this man about 12 years older than I was, said he wanted to marry. He was interested. I think we dated and I was in university, so I felt I was old enough to date someone.
Okay.
You know, so courted for about 3-4 months, and then along the line we got married. But you know, before we got married, while we're dating, I used to notice the violence. I noticed that he was always beating up people. He was never violent to me.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
He wasn't violent to me.
Okay.
He would beat other people up. He was always angry, you know, easily irritated and all of that. But the beautiful thing then was that anytime I get there and I say, mine, stop. I call him mine. He calls me, you know, that's what we're calling each other then.
Okay.
And I said, please stop this. He would stop. So I felt on top of the world. I felt, okay, I'm going to be this man's savior in court, you know, the person to help him change. So with that in mind, got married and I received the first slap barely 6 months
into the marriage.
Yes. What did I do? I left a dirty cup on the table. Just that.
Oh, wow.
I'm a tea lover.
Okay.
I take tea, I take coffee, you know, so I took my tea that day and left my cup on the table. And he came back and started yelling, why is this now? I said, oh, I just finished taking my tea. I'll take you to the kitchen. And that was it.
Boah!
Yes, that was exactly that was the sound. And I saw stars, practically. I saw stars.
Wow.
And I was dazed. I was shocked. I mean, never expected it. And that was just the beginning.
Hmm.
You know, so it was...
What crossed your mind on that first time?
That this cannot be happening. That was the first thing that crossed my mind, that definitely this is not true. It was as if I was in a dreamland. So, and you know, like, typical of abusers, after he did that, within a few minutes, he apologized.
Okay.
He begged.
Okay.
So, I didn't think much about it anymore. I felt, oh, something must have triggered, you know, this. Something, maybe he was angry from work or something. But somehow I was also telling myself, like, the next time when you finish, just take your cup to the kitchen immediately so that this will not happen.
Right.
You know, so, and it started.
You kind of like blamed yourself for it.
Oh, yes.
Like you caused it after all.
Yes.
You left the cup on the table.
Yes. You know, at that point in time. But I didn't think too much about it.
Okay.
I felt, okay, this won't happen again. But it went on happening. And barely after, when I had my first son, barely, I think it was about 6 months, I got a job in the bank. He told me not to go to work. I lost the job after a day of working at the bank.
Oh my.
Yes. He told me the next day, I either take my, you know,
your career.
Yes. Or I stick to my marriage. And I had a 6 month old baby.
Oh yeah.
So I decided to stay back. And I think because of that, he had that anger issues that I shouldn't go to work and all that. We had a little misunderstanding. And that was the day he really beat me. He beat me blue black. He injured me on my back.
On your back?
Yes. You know, while I was trying to run,
okay,
there was this flower pot outside our house then.
Okay.
And, you know, he pulled me back and hit my back, you know, on the sharp edge of the concrete flower pot. So, and since then, I've been nursing a back problem.
Back pain.
Yes. Since. I'm talking about...
Till now?
Oh, till now. over 20-something years ago now. Till now.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's one of those things we learn sometimes. Mm. But I tell people that it's better to learn from someone who has been through it than you going through it again. Because you would always come out with a scar, whether physical or emotional scar.
Or maybe even lose your life in the process.
Yes.
Maybe not come out at all.
At all.
Talk to every other person going through abuse right now. What would you tell them directly right now? People that are thinking like, I can't leave. I don't think I can survive without this person.
No, you can survive. You will survive. And the best thing is to run for your life. No matter how small the red flag is. Someone once told me on another radio show that at that point in time, it was like me riding on the back of a tiger and saying the tiger, you know, would not eat me. That when the tiger gets hungry eventually, he turned back and ate me. So I tell everybody going through any form of domestic abuse, whether you're still dating or you're married, it never ends well. Mm. It never, never ends well. You either lose your life or you come out scarred. And only very few people often have a second chance. I'm lucky I have a second chance.
Yeah.
Because I left alive. But if there were like two or three other occasions that I almost died. There was even a time he took me to a particular church.
Okay.
You know, and all these white garment churches, and I was told that I needed to wash my head so that I can sit in my husband's house. That it was the enemies that didn't want me to have a home. But unknown to me, they wanted to give me a bath and use the water to do something for him so that he can be more successful.
My goodness.
So it was, I was young. I didn't really understand what it was all about until I called my father. And my father said, Lie, they must not do that for you. I'm about to worry for you. That was what my father said. And I sat back and I said, this is a man that I took as my husband. This is a man that claims to love me. That's why he got married to me.
Yeah.
Why would you want to use me for your own selfish gain? So, you know, at that point in time, things started dawning on me that I was not in a marriage. I was entrapped.
Yeah, that takes me to my next question before I talk to Olumide. Why is it so difficult for victims of domestic violence, domestic abuse, to leave? You were in that marriage for how long?
For 8 years.
Why? 6 months into the marriage, you got the first dose. Why?
Every time it happened, he would come back, he would beg, he would massage wherever it is that he has hit me, and he would tell me, like, that you made me do this. You made me beat you. You cost it. So at that point in time, I started feeling I was the problem. It wasn't him. So initially, you know, myself and several other women or men in this kind of situation will feel, okay, the first thing is try to change yourself. Try to make yourself better. So I started walking on eggshells, trying to do things the right way. That took a number of years, trying to see, okay, if I was the problem, I needed to make myself better.
Yeah.
Then secondly, as time goes on, your abuser begins to make you feel, the abuser makes you feel as if you are entrapped.
You know what? Let's go to a short break. This is going to be a short break. We'll be right back and you conclude on that. Alidi.
So, the abuser makes you feel trapped. That you can't talk to other people. You can't share what you're going through with other people. So you're stuck. You're stuck there because, one, you believe you are the problem. Two, you believe that you have nobody else to expose your own weakness to. It's easier if you feel your partner is a problem.
Yeah.
You can tell every other person around you in the process of looking for help. But when you feel you are the problem, that's why most people go to all these mountains. They feel the only person they can share their weakness with is a pastor, an imam, you know, somebody spiritual, not your regular neighbor, because you believe that you'll make fun of you. So your abuser makes you feel that you are the problem, you are trapped, and you cannot live without them. They become the air you breathe. They become the food you eat. They become the pillar you need to live, to stay alive. So that's why people stay long in that kind of relationship. You can't leave until you tell yourself, I am not the problem. Until you tell yourself, enough is enough. That's when the veil tears open, and then you now really see the light.
Indeed. Thank you for sharing that. Olumide, we must go now. I need to please say a word or two, because I'm particularly interested in how people can get help. I really want to take calls, and maybe we should do, we'll do this. We can't even take one call. Maybe we can do this again next week.
Next week, Wednesday.
I think so. Next week, Wednesday, we'll dedicate it to, because it's still the month anyway. So we'll dedicate it to taking more. I even want to give out anything. I can't give out anything anymore. Because
you can. I'm here.
Not you. But please talk to people out there who are perhaps in this situation right now.
There are so many issues affecting marriages and relationships that people need to know. Statistics are that one in every three marriages would end in a separation or divorce by the second anniversary of that marriage. And one in every three women will suffer domestic violence or abuse in the first year. One in every six men will suffer domestic abuse or violence in the first year. And 84% of separations, divorces, domestic violence and abuse cases are from Christian marriages. The issue is that marriages are more likely to fail than succeed. Unfortunately, we have succumbed to this statistic because the very institutions that are supposed to prepare us for marriages, relationships, have failed to do so. There is no, the churches, the homes, the schools, nobody is teaching people signs to look out for, when to run, what to do. You know, people don't, why are marriages failing? How, you know, things, how do I start dating? How do I choose? How do I understand the signs of a bad relationship? You know, recognizing when to walk away. It is not love to risk your life. You know, I told you we're coming up with a seminar.
Yes, you're coming up with a seminar. That's right.
On
that's
the 30th of
December. And you're going to be the speaker this Saturday, one of the speakers this Saturday at the GX conference. Yeah. That's right.
So, and we also have a program here, Relationship 360.
Every Saturday,
that's 7 right. a.m. to 9 a.m. We really need to educate people. It is not a religious affair. It is not a spiritual affair. It is not a traditional affair. It is your own life. So the choice is yours. You understand, you cannot suffer the consequence of other people's opinions, people telling you what to do, where to go, who to marry, and all that. But... Well, I would next
week. You know what? If you want to know more and learn more, then, and if you've read, because it's one that you must have registered for the GX conference, Olumide will be talking some more about how you can manage your love life, even when you have a, because these things can, they are very interwoven. Love life, career, they are inseparable, really. You need to know how you can balance the two so one doesn't affect the other.
Maybe I can give them my Instagram handle to check on.
Yes, please share your Instagram handle, okay. Please do.
You
please
can do. Follow me on Instagram at gnosis_help. That is GNOSIS. _help, GNOSIS_help. And for those that might want to reach me or get across to me, you can call me on WhatsApp or voice call on 0909-3214-942. That is 0909-3214-942. You can join me every Saturday here on Nigeria Info FM, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Relationship 360.
That's right.
You know, the good book says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not lack of prayers, but lack of knowledge.
Bukhari.
Knowledge you need is what we will give.
Olumide, thank you so much for coming. Olumide, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And to our anonymous guest, thank you for sharing your story. I am Sharif Quadri. I'll see you tomorrow at 5 a.m. for Health Thursday. Lovely morning to you, and bye for now.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.